Good morning, Stephen. I'm here at the pig section at the Balmoral Show. Yes, I'm on at the biggest show in the country, on the biggest show in the country, and the 150th anniversary of the Balmoral Show is here at the Econ Exhibition Centre. I have to tell you, the crowds are already out in force for this four-day farming feast, and I'll tell you, the smell of the burgers here is far outweighing the sweet smell of the land. That's how I'm going to put it at the moment. But if you're not a farmer, you know, there's plenty here to see and do at the show, as well as the sheep and the cattle and the horses and the farm machinery and the pigs. You might hear them grunting away here in the background. There's a beautiful sow here with all her piglets feeding off her at the moment. So cute. But anyway, there's loads more to see and do here if you're not a farmer. So you better get yourself down if you want to just join in the show and the fun and the games. Now, I've been here this morning talking to a lot of the people here exhibiting, and we've all heard about the sheep shearing and the horses and the cattle and what they do to get them together. But some of the section that's kind of been ignored has been the poultry section. And I have been speaking to Pauline Gibson. She's the chairperson of the poultry section of the Balmoral Show. And take a listen to what she had to say in a very, very noisy suite.
No, unfortunately not. We do have our championship row, which is looking great. But no, I have a few birds here. I have New Hampshire Reds, Rhode Island Reds, Laced Wyandots, and the wee boys showing games. So
how many do you have showing?
Nine. I have nine birds in, yeah. And a duck. I have ducks as well.
And these would be completely different to Patricia's. Patricia's are massive birds.
Yeah, Patricia would have a lot of heavy birds, where I would have what they call bantam birds. Yeah.
Because so they would be the tiny one, probably, you know, more familiar to people that are listening at the moment. But it takes an awful lot of effort to get these birds, particularly nine of them, all ready for the show.
Especially with the time that it takes to get organised for the show as well. Like Patricia and myself, we were in here and we put up numbers and we put up names, and there's a lot of work behind the scenes that nobody realises how much there is. And then to get home and get your own birds washed and, you know, ready for the show as well, it does take time, yeah.
You're not like the cattle section. They sleep with their cows. Do you sleep with your birds?
No, we're, well, it feels like it many's the time, but no, we do get home. Whenever the show finishes, we close up and go home. There's security guards keeping them safe to the next day.
Because would they be expensive?
Oh, yeah, some of the birds can be very expensive. Some people buy deer birds. Some people try to breed their best birds. It just depends on everybody's character themselves. I obviously buy birds and then we try to produce birds out of them for a show, and then most people do that.
I tell you, it was very, very, very noisy in there, just slightly noisier than the Nolan office on any given morning. But as I said, I'm at the pig section and I have got a seasoned pro beside me. And she's only 13 years old, but she's called Samara Radcliffe. She's from Bambridge. And you have been showing here your pigs since you were 6 years old. Tell me what you're showing.
I show British Saddlebacks. They are like a black pig, but they have a white stripe from their front leg over their back to their other leg.
And we are standing beside them at the minute. So tell me, who are you showing? Because you do name them.
Well, my sow is called Holly. Her proper name is Updenmar Bountiful 2. And then I have two of my wee gilts who were born in January, where I call Bellatrix and Narcissa, because I love Harry Potter. But Bella and Sissy for short. And Bella got a second and Sissy got first in her class. And then Holly got a second in her class.
So you must take great pride in your work here, Samara. Come on a wee bit closer, don't be scared of me. You take great pride in your work. How much effort does it take? Because I know you've got an exam later on today. So how much effort does it take to get these pigs here and ready for show?
Well, between revising, they have to be washed, oiled, scrubbed and cleaned out every weekend and fed to make sure they're looking their best and they're in the best condition to be able to come to the show.
And do you don't sleep with your pigs, do you, during the show?
No, I go home because then I have school during the day. So I have to, because I've had some exams, because my main exams are next week. So I've had orals and listening this week, so I wasn't able to come all day.
Well, Samara, good luck today with showing your pigs, and good luck on your exam, which, believe it or not, Stephen, is at 10:30, and you rushed here to speak to us. Also joining me here is Rhonda Geary. She's Operations Director at the Balmoral Show. It is amazing to see so many people here so early in the morning. You must be delighted.
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted at the support we've had over the last few days, and today's no exception. The crowds have been thronging in since the gates opened this morning.
Now, I know that there might be a bit of a dilemma tomorrow because we've got a certain event at Windsor, and we've also got a certain event here at Balmoral. So Do people have to make a decision?
Not at all. We're obviously a royal show here at Balmoral, so we will be showing the royal wedding on a screen here at the in the central food court area. And there might be a few other surprises about the showgrounds for those that want to come along and watch the royal.
They're not making an appearance, are they?
No, not themselves, personally.
You do have a very special exhibition, just finally, if we can mention that, because I did say there was lots of other things to see and do here.
Yes, our 150th anniversary display. If you're here at the show, you shouldn't really miss it. Photographs and promotional things from over the last 150 Balmoral shows.
So there you go, Stephen. I think you better get yourself down here, and maybe you might want to come down here to the pig section. I'm not going to say anything. Oink, oink.
I could come down and meet a few politicians who won't speak to me on the radio. Maybe bump into them there with a poke or two.